Welcome to the very first episode of the BISM podcast.
This podcast is led by BISM pupils for the BISM community and beyond.
We're excited to bring you a mix of engaging topics, school-related and else. We hope you'll find it entertaining. Let's get started.
Every month, the team will be producing an episode on a range of themes. We might interview people of interest to us to discuss hot topics.
For our first ever episode, we are delighted to welcome our first guest, our head teacher, Mr. Moore.
Hello, everybody.
And today, Mr. Moore, we have a couple of questions and surprises for you, which we know our new audience will find fascinating.
We know a little bit about you, and that you started your teaching career as an English teacher and drama teacher. You confessed once in one of your assemblies that you also played in a rock band as a young adult.
That's true. All true.
Did you ever think you were going to become a head teacher one day when you were younger?
Certainly not when I was younger. I was a terrible student at school, which is not something I'm particularly proud of, but I didn't do very well at school, so I had to go back when I was much older. So, no. In fact, I think if you spoke to my teachers when I was your age, they would find the whole thing ridiculous. So, no, I did not think, as a child, I'd ever be a head teacher.
What's the most important thing you've learned in your journey of becoming a head teacher? And perhaps, for our listeners, is there any funny anecdote you could share with us today?
Crikey. The most important thing I've learned is that teenagers are quite complicated, but they are designed to be complicated. You're designed to test things, you're designed to try and learn from your own mistakes and things. So it's not just the desire to be naughty, there's a kind of biological thing that drives it. So that's, I think, the thing I've learned the most. Any funny anecdotes? Not really. I mean, I'm sure there are lots and lots and lots of things I could share. I'm trying to think of anything off the top of my head. No, I can't think of anything. I was once presenting at the end of a drama play. I'd done a small performance, or I hadn't, some students had. And for some reason I was chewing gum. And so I'm talking to a group of parents. And as I'm doing this, a chewing gum popped out of my mouth and landed on the floor in front of me. I didn't really have time to think about what I was doing. And everybody had seen it, so I just picked it up and popped it back in and carried on chewing because I was so embarrassed that it had happened. I didn't quite know what to do. So that's kind of funny, yeah, by the time I picked up chewing gum off the floor in front of an audience.
Yeah, that's happened to me before as well.
Did you just pick it up and pop it back in, though? Just
no, I picked it up and kept it in my hand.
You see, I that's what I should have done, but I wasn't really thinking. I was so embarrassed. I once fell over in front of a class as well. I walked in, I was carrying some papers, and I walked in and fell over somebody's bag. And I literally fell flat on my face, and it was, I think, the funniest thing those children had ever seen. So that's another one, falling over in front of children, never good.
At BISM, we're really lucky to have great teachers who are really inspiring, but deep inside, we all have our favourite ones. Were you inspired by anyone in particular?
I've been asked that question a lot. I actually have sort of been asked it in interviews as well, talk about an inspiring teacher at school. And I don't really have one. One thing I will say is that teaching has changed from the time that I was at school. I had one teacher, my history teacher, Mr. Smith, would make us copy out of a book and while he sat and read the newspaper. And I had another teacher called Mr. Bennett, who was a French teacher, and we would watch videos in his lessons that had nothing to do with French. So I think probably the inspiration that I've got from some of my teachers and then going into teaching is just be a teacher and actually try and share knowledge with the kids and enthusiasm. I had an English teacher called Mr. Thomas, and he gave me a copy of The Hobbit when I think I was 11, and I really enjoyed it, and I sort of have read that book and Lord of the Rings many times, as I think people know. So that would be a pretty big influence. Thanks, Mr. Thomas.
And was there a specific teacher you disliked?
Yeah, Mr. Griffiths, physics. He hated me. He used to call me Wally Moore. Wally's a kind of mild English insult for being stupid. And he would call me Wally Moore, and I never did my homework, so he'd give me lines, and he threw chalk at me all the time. So yeah, Mr. Griffiths, physics.
Now we have a series of quick-fire questions, which we understand you like asking at interviews.
The idea is we ask you a question, and you offer a one-word answer. Are you ready?
I am. Cats by Miles.
Nickname your parents used to call you?
My dad used to call me Dumptious. Don't know why.
Favorite holiday destination?
Montreux in Switzerland.
Something you could wish you had done?
Being famous.
One word to describe the school?
Awesome.
The football team you support?
I support Manchester United. I have done for many, many years.
Best to move on our next question.
Definitely.
Your favourite music band?
Queen.
Funny you should say it's Queen. We actually have planned a mini quiz on Freddie Mercury's band Queen.
How this game works is that we'll play you 5 seconds of certain songs from Queen, and you will have to guess the title and date of release.
Okay.
We know you're a big fan of this band, so you should find it easy. Let's play your first song.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody. Do you know the year it was released? Is that what you want? Yeah? 1975.
That's correct. Okay. Right, now we'll move on to the second song.
Okay. We Will Rock You.
Yes.
It's 1977, written by Brian May. Doesn't have any instruments on it except for a bit of guitar at the end. It's not drums, it's stamping your feet and clapping is what makes the boom, boom, boom sound.
Well done. Correct. That should have been easy to recognize.
Yeah, I recognized it as well.
Everybody knows We Will Rock You.
Yeah.
Good
job.
Thank you.
Song number 3. Are you ready, Mr. Moore?
I am. Great King Rat. No, it's My Fairy King, 1973, of Queen 1.
Woo!
Yes, that's correct. Remaining as an early discovered in their albums.
Uh-huh. Very early, that one. I was only 2 when that song came out. I was really young, so I don't remember.
Song number 4. Let's go.
Someday, One Day, from Queen 2, 1974. First song on a Queen album to feature Brian May on lead vocals.
Wow, 4 out of 4. Okay, now let's move on to the next song.
Fairy Fellows Master Stroke, also on Queen 2 from 1974.
Yep, well done. Was actually based on a fantasy and painting.
By Richard Dadd. It's hanging in the National Gallery, and it's full of fairies and things, and that's why it's that's what the song's about.
Well done.
You did very good.
Is that it? Is that all 5 songs? Nailed it.
Now you must have an extremely busy schedule, but when you have free time, what's your favourite hobby and why?
Well, I don't have a lot of free time. I don't think I do anything particularly interesting. I do the same things everybody else does. I like to watch TV, I like to listen to music. I do have a podcast that I do with my son, which is called The Benefit of Hindsight Podcast. It's a movie podcast with Dean and Sam. And each week we watch a movie that we would have seen together when my son was a child. And we review each movie from The Benefit of Hindsight. So we talk about the movie, we give it a score from our memory, then we watch it again, and then we give it another score based on what we think of it as adults. It's good fun. So if you're ever out there and you listen to this podcast and you want another podcast to listen to, you can listen to the Benefit of Hindsight podcast, a movie podcast with Dean and Sam.
I'll make sure to search it up.
You definitely should.
You've clearly had an amazing experience in your life, and becoming a head teacher is a significant part of that. Is it actually enjoyable?
I think so, for the most part. It's not always enjoyable day to day. It can be quite challenging at times. But looking back over the years, yes, of course it's enjoyable. I wouldn't do it if I didn't think it was. And it's a job that I really enjoy doing because I enjoy working with people and I enjoy working with children. And it's a really rewarding job overall.
We are planning to invite our 6 foreign prefects to talk about their role and also our excellent curriculum. And other current topics later this year.
Do you think a podcast is a good idea for the school?
I think it is. I think if it's done with good quality and people are listening to it, I think a podcast's always a good idea. So yeah, carry on, and I hope it goes well for you.
What are your thoughts on the future of the podcast, if it becomes popular or goes viral?
I think if it is popular and goes viral, that would be great for the school. But I also think it's good for you. I mean, it's a really good experience. Hosting a podcast is quite a lot of work. Most podcasts fail after the first four episodes. And so, yeah, there's a bit of a commitment to be had. And if you're going to do it, it's definitely worth doing.
Finally, we'd like to sincerely thank you for your time. It has been a real privilege to have you, Mr. Moore, as the first guest on the BISM podcast.
Before You're very welcome. Sorry I interrupted you.
Before we let you go, please be honest. Would you have liked to be a pupil at our school?
Of course I would like to be a pupil in this school. Yeah, it's very different from the school that I went to. You have an enormous amount of opportunities to be successful, to do the things that you want to do. I would have definitely enjoyed the extended curriculum because it would have given me an opportunity to do more of the things that I was good at school. So yeah, absolutely, I would like to be a pupil at this school.
Thank you all very much, and we look forward to our next episode. Bye!